Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the very top with the words "Ahed Yod Tov for Kedarko," that a person who is not a special skilled a sower, he's allowed to sow in the normal way during Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, "Hechi Dami Hedu." What's an example of someone who's considered not a skilled sower? Who is that? Is considered skilled, not skilled? Amrei de Rav Yana, Kol Sheni Yochel Lotzi Melamachat Bevas Achas. Whoever is unable to draw the needle at one time, you considered only a Maisa Uman if you're able to pass the needle through the garment in and out of the layer several times, going through the length of the needle and without having to stop. That's considered an Uman. I'm not holding today's this stuff is a little bit technical, but Batim, that's how I'm understanding. Rabbi Yosef, Rechidin Amar Kol Sheni Yachal Lechav and Amira Bechefes Chaluka, was unable to make an even hem on the bottom of your garment, that's someone who's not able to do an even hem on that point, that is considered someone who's unskilled, and then he's not going to be considered an Uman. Now, the Uman has to be Machlev. And we're asked, what is this Lashon? What does Machlev mean? My Machlev. What does it mean by Machlev? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mafsia means that he makes them literally with regards to steps, meaning he widens the steps. It means that the stitches aren't close together, they're spread out. So that's a Machlev, Lashon of Kelev, which is like a dog, which is wide apart. And Rabbi Shmuel Amar, no, Shinei Kalbas, even more than that, referring to the teeth of a dog, which the teeth of a dog is not sewn evenly on the garment. Each stitch is made on a different level. That's being something which is like a Kalbasa. It's like one higher than the other. And that's how the Lashon will be here. That's how you have to do it. Fine. That's how we just learn about sewing. Masrigin esamitos. You're allowed to lace the beds. So the Gemara says, "My masrigin and my memaschin." What is this lashon? Rabbi Yossi, we said you're allowed to be memaschin, which we thought meant tidying, and according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to even do masrigin. You're allowed to lace them. So the Gemara says, "Kiaser of Dimi Amar Pligi Bar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Rabbi Yossi." Tavayim Meshmei Dechizkia of Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them are swimming in the name of Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Chada Mar Masrigin Shalsi Ve'Erev. That when you're doing it masrigin means that you're weaving the ropes. You're doing that length and crosswise. You're doing it both ways. And that's why it's permitted. Tosus is very bothered. Why are you allowed to do that? This is seemingly a tir chaser or something. Definitely should be wrong. But that's what anyway the Gemara says over here. Mavschin is shasi below erev, and memaschin means that you're doing it in a way which is lengthwise, but not doing it crosswise. Shasi erev is always length and crosswise. V'chadamar masrigin shasi below erev. Now one says a masrigin refers to doing it lengthwise without doing it crosswise. But memaschin is always, everyone agrees, lower level. Sheim hayarafli memaschal, that if they were loosened, they can be tightened. The Gemara says, "Eni, is it really true that according to one explanation, the word masrigin means that you're doing it only the way of?" Only the way of erev, is that really true? V'atani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Rav Shaul, Shavin She'in Mav Shilin Chaval Mechachila. Rav Meir, Rav Yossi both agree they're not allowed to twist the ropes during Chol HaMoed, make new ropes during Chol HaMoed. So that's how Rashi understands it. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Misargin Shasi Ver. Now I understand one who says that Misargin refers to Shasi Ver, which is lengthwise and crosswise. Mamaschin Shasi below Erev, and according again, this is the second and the first Mandamar. And Mamaschin is referring to lengthwise without having it crosswise. Haynedik Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul. That's what Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul was necessary to teach us. With Shavin Shin Mashilin Chaval Mechachila, that they both agree you're not allowed to make new ropes, twist new ropes on Chol HaMoed. He's telling us that even if Rav Meir allows new ropes to be placed Shasi Ver, you're not allowed to twist new ones on Chol HaMoed. According to one who says that even Misargin is the more, which is the more makel one, which is still, even that is only mutter lengthwise and not crosswise. And Mimaschin means the ropes of the bed, which were loosened, they're allowed to be tightened. According to the second mandamar, Hashta Sasiva Erev Amar Lo. Now, if you tell me that even lengthwise across the bed, you said that Rav Meir and Yossi both say that it's Asr during Chol HaMoed, Chaval Machlim Bayit, there's any need for Avtal Chavta to tell us that new ropes are not going to be twisted? There's no Chiddush according to that answer. So, according to the second mandamar, a little bit stuck why Rav Tachlavta has to tell us anything. So, Gemara says, in fact, in the Chanami, right, Kasha, this Lachor is a bit of a problem on the second mandamar over here. So now the Gemara now has a problem again with the Lashon of Misargin is, how could you say that Misargin means having it lengthwise without being it crosswise? Don't we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Kalim. The Mishnah tells us, a bed is considered finished when there are three literal boxes, there's the three spaces between the rope are called batim. That's considered a completion of a bed because that's how they were made, and they were lengthwise, the ropes were placed crosswise. There are three boxes made of the ropes, that's considered already shaykh to be mikabel tuma because it's considered a little bit of a finished product. So if that's the case, it's clear the mission that a misargin means that is lacing them. They're both shasi vera. That's clear from this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Ela kiyaser avin amar misargin kli amal lebagid deshasi ver." We're actually stuck to say that with regards to misargin, everybody has to agree that it means both length and cross size based on the Mishnah. You're right. Eliki pligi, when do they argue? B'memaschin. When, with respect to the Ruach Chaz of Memaschin, Marsa Memaschin, Shasi Belo Erev. One holds that Memaschin is lengthwise without being crosswise. And Marsa Varshim, Yarafoi Memaschin. If you hold it, meaning the ropes of the bed, which are woven together, they become loosened, that's, they're allowed to be tightened. Meisiv Yivakasha, this also, from the Brisa is a Misargin, a Samita, you're allowed to interlace the bed. The Intarach Lomarshim Memaschin, and obviously it goes to the side and you're allowed to do Memaschin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's where it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Amrim Memaschin, Avalo Misargin. You're allowed to Memaschin, but you're not allowed to do a Misargin, which is interlacing the supports for the bed. V'yeshomrim, some say, Ein Memaschin Kolikar, you're not allowed to do Memaschin at all. I understand the one who says that Memaschin means you do it lengthwise without doing crosswise. That's what the Yeshua Omer is coming to hold. If the bed was loosened, you're making it tighter. That according to the one who's the Yeshua Omer, even tightening the ropes should also be Asr. So, Lechora, since you're not doing a malacha by tightening them, you're able to lay on the bed without them, why should they say it's Asr? So, the says, no, according to their opinion, even tightening was a Yasr, even though it's no malacha. Given the Esher Lamalia ibn Marpe, since it's possible to do it with garments, it's possible to lay on the bed with the garments and not to tighten it. Lo Torchinale, we shouldn't be making a Terchay Yasera, which is an unnecessary Terchay Yasera, not necessary for the Malachas of Chalamoy, because you could do it in a way that wouldn't have the Terchay Yasera, and according to the Yisrael Shomim, you should be Machmir and not do it. Okay, very interesting Gemara over here. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Mamedin Taner Vekirayim Vechayim Bemoy. You're allowed to set up an oven. Or a stove, what's the difference between a tanner and a kiraim? So if you remember from Ben Amalikin, we had this a lot, parakira. Sorry, not Ben Amalikin, parakira. I think, does Ben Amalikin come up? Oh, yeah, it might come up in the parakira, I remember. So either way, in parakira, so it comes up that we say the lashon of the tanner is that you have two pots on it, and kira is a stove with one pot on it. That's the difference between a tanner and a kiraim. And then return the kiraim v'reichayim b'moed, and also a millstone of chalamoid. That is a big shaila of a millstone is allowed to be mutar on chalamoid. Some claim that there was no girsa of a millstone because reichayim is something which is only going to be allowed something which is directly allowing ochal nefesh to eat. A millstone is only preparation of flour, which is a preliminary to then eat to then make the bread. So that shouldn't be allowed to be processed lechachila to be made originally. Like you're allowed to set up means ma'amida means to create it and build it. That's not something lechora that should be mutar for a reichayim. That's how some want to say that it's not really in the gear. So others want to tie in that it is mutar to make it on a chalamoid, and that's the pashas of the way our gear says right now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says im lechachin reichayim betchila. You're not allowed to poke the holes in the millstone, and we're going to see what it exactly means. Bechavshin is to weave it, to cut it, really. That's going to be usher to do it on chalamoid. We see from over here that even potentially a maisa uman for a tanner is going to be mutter. Something a mamidin might not necessarily be something which is a pasha to do, yet it's mutter. Mishabru alacha maisa quotes us that when it comes to achila, to do a maisa uman might have a heter associated with it, even if it's something which is not normally allowed for maisa uman. If you didn't have, let's say, for whatever reason, if you lose your electricity, so I want to bring this down, and you don't necessarily have a way to fix it, and it's not, for whatever reason, it's not going to lead to a hefsed anyway, which usually will, because you have food and stuff like that, so you can call an electrician to fix it for you. Also, Tzarech HaMoed, there's a lot of vegetarian, but assuming that for whatever reason those won't apply because you're going away the next day, whatever it is, and you don't have any food in the fridge, so is it mutter? So if you're going to need it for your food though, that day though, so even though you don't have food in the fridge, but let's say you want to use your stovetop, whatever, you don't have electricity, you can't use it. So then, if you have electric stovetop or something like that, so then we have this heter, even a maisuman to call the electrician potentially would be another heter, even though it's a maisuman, because of the fact that it's allowing you, enabling you to cook your food. My mechavshin, what does it mean? Mechavshin, Rav Yehuda Amar, menaka reicha, means that you're cutting the millstone, you're cutting the millstone, so type a millstone had a top part of the, actually, I was Googling a picture just to look at a millstone. I didn't really know how, and the Matthias is because it helped me a little bit. So there's a lower millstone and an upper millstone. So we have the millstone is not going to grind properly. So therefore, when you have the pair of them, so therefore the lower millstone is usually the way they do it is they cut like holes into it. They cut it, and therefore they're going to have ridges that would be able to catch the kernels and be able to grind them properly. V'chilamar bas ena means that literally the eye hole, meaning the hole cut in the middle of the millstone. There's a middle. If you look, can I look at a picture? If you can, just to see how it looks, but it means the middle of the millstone. Meisi vei. Rabbi Chiel has a kasha, though. Rabbi Kasha on Rabbi Chiel's explanation based on the Braisa. Mamidin tanav v'karayim v'chayim v'moyed. You're allowed to set up an oven, a stove, or a millstone on chalamoyed. Again, here, Rechayim, in brackets, not so pashut, that we have this girsa of Rechayim. Some take it out. But either way, you have the millstone over here. But we'll bad, shalo yigmar melachtan, and provided that you do not go mar melachtan. So the Gemara says now, You don't complete the work. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the words of Rabbi Eliezer. So we see over here that they have to be left incomplete in some way as a shinoi, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim say, sorry, I skipped. Chachamim af yigmar, that you even complete it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishmo, mamidin es hachadasho, mechapshin es hayishana. We could set up a new millstone and cut out the old one. Yeshomer me'in mechapshin kalikar, and some say we don't cut out a millstone at all, not even an old one. So Gemara now says, "Bishlam lemadam rechabshim menakarecha." Now I understand the one according to Rabbi Yehuda who says that cutting it means you do it in the millstone. Ha'ina de mishkachale bishina, that you can do it with an old one. That makes sense. It's possible to have it with an old one. The original ridges eventually become worn down. You have to make new ones. I understand that. Lemadam rebaseina. But according to Rabbi Chil, who says that over here the lashon of doing the lashon of mechabshin means that you're poking the middle part, the middle part of the millstone. Yishana basein alamali. Why do I need the eye hole, the middle part of it? The basein, literally the eye hole of the middle part of the mill. What does that have to do with cutting it? Previous millstone already has the eye hole already there because that's how you grind the wheat or whatever you're dealing with. So we're talking about a case in which once you want to widen the hole a little bit more, that would be the case over here. Rav Huna Shemela who garved to kamenaka recha b'chalei moed. So Rav Huna heard a person was cutting holes into his millstone b'chalei moed. Amar manhai. So Rav Huna said, "What is this guy doing? Ischal gufa to kamachal chulei moed. His body should be desecrated because he is ruining chalei moed." So we see. So Rav Huna Yeshomer, Rav Huna must hold the Yeshomer. The Braisa said that any cutting of the millstone is going to be usher. How do we know that he held? Maybe he was doing a new one. In which case, it's usher even according to the Tanakhama, because apparently all he did was hear it and he didn't know if it was a new or old millstone. We must assume that he immediately knew it was usher. The only way you could know that if you didn't see if it was a new or old millstone was the fact that he held like the Yeshomer that holds even an old one as usher, because otherwise he had to check first to see. Maybe if it's an old one, the guy would be mutter. So it must be he didn't hold like the Yeshomer who's machmir on this. Now the Gemara quotes another ruling of Rav Chama. Darash Rav Chama, Nokrin Rechaim B'moyed. You're allowed to cut holes in a millstone on Chol Moed. Mishum Rav Meir, Amar, Afilu Sus Rochev Alav, Vachamar Sharuch Alav. Even in case of a horse that rides or a donkey that rides, Mutal Ito Tzipornayim V'chol HaShemoyed, permitted to trim the hooves on Chol Moed, because the hooves aren't left untrimmed. As she explains, you're not going to, it's mitzar for the animal, it's not going to really walk very far. So this is another heter that Rav Meir poses for us. Turning on to next, double now, on to Yudam Abiz, Aval, Chamra derechai alo. But the hooves of a mill donkey, that's why we're bringing this up, the donkey that's turning the millstone, it's not permitted to trim them, because they would have these donkeys that were turning the millstones, is only permitted to grind Falam Chalamayit, only for the use of Chalamayit, which is only a small amount. Since the donkey will be able to grind the small amount, even if the hooves are left untrimmed, as Rashi points out, so then you're not allowed to do it to create more, you don't need more for Chalamayit. The amount that you'll need from the is enough that you don't need to trim the hooves of this donkey. So Gemara says, Rav Yehuda shar the mishkal tifrei lechamra derechaya. So Rav Yehuda says that it's permissible to trim the hooves of a mill donkey, uluk merecha, and set up a pair of millstones. According to him, you are allowed to do this because it's needed for the festival, it's needed for the chag, you're permitted to trim the hooves on Chol Moed. Umivnei rechaya, or to build a mill, umivnei amas rechaya, or to build a frame on Chol Moed. This is a barrel-like thing, which you turn the millstones on again. I wish I knew the Matthias a little bit more. Umivnei oria, or to build a barn on Chol Moed for the cattle, or a stable for your horses. This is something which is going to be permissible because the malacha needed to prevent the loss of the animal itself, then these things are needed. So the Gemara now says, Rava or Rav, Shara Lasruke Susaya, really Rav probably, said it's permissible to have a metal comb and take the metal comb and have the animals, because comb the animals, malacha, rooting the hairs of the animals, it's going to be permitted because it's going to be a need for the Tzara Chamoid, because it looks presentable, and the way you need to ride it, it should look presentable, so that's something which is going to be mutter. Ulamivne aprikarta, or build some aprikarta, some sort of wooden bench or something like that. Build a stone bench on Chol Moed. All these things are to sit on. They're tzorach. These are things that are not a ma'ase uman, and therefore it's also for tzorach hamoed. It's something which is going to be mutter only if it's done lat ma'ase uman. If it's a ma'ase uman, it's going to be usher because it's not like, again, we're not the special clue that we had before from the Mishnah Berurah. To do ma'ase uman is only for food, not for just the tzorach hamoed. Just anything like sitting on a bench, even though it's helpful, you're not allowed to have a ma'ase uman for that. So the Gemara continues now. Amar le'Abaye. Abaye says, Tanya de Masayalach. A braisa supports you in this manner. Makizin dala bema. You're allowed a blood left for an animal. Ve'in monin refuela bema chol shamoid. You're not allowed, and you do not, you shouldn't withhold treatment of an animal on chol amoid. Why not? Because Because at the end of the day, the animal is necessary for you, and you're using it, and it's going to lead to a loss if you don't take care of it. Rava Sharlech Busei Krimer. Rabbi says it's permitted to press clothes on Chol HaMoed. This is a reference to a type of geyut, which is pressing clothes. My taima, my sedyudu. This is something which is not necessarily maisa uman, and therefore it's mutter. It doesn't have any specific skill, therefore it's permitted on Chol HaMoed. Halacha l'maisa, just to double check this, a lot of poskim are makel to iron your clothing based on this halacha, that this geyut is similar to our ironing of clothing, and therefore this is going to be permitted because it's something which is not a ma'aser uman. Again, there are those who are machmir because we're afraid maybe you'll do it in such a more professional manner. Bring it to the dry cleaners might be more of an issue because they are maybe ma'aser uman. Definitely a lot of shailas, but be'etzem, there's definitely room to makel on just ironing itself. There is, again, room to machmir as well, so everyone has to consult the Rav, but this is a Gemara which mentions that it's ma'aser hedyot. Gemara now continues another halacha. Amar Rav Chista bar Ami, Amar Rav Chista, kiturei birei asir. That if you're going to take care of a sleeve, that you're like pleating a sleeve, that's going to be asir on Chol HaMoed. My taima, because ma'isa umanu, it's considered a ma'isa uman, and therefore it's asir to do during the Chol HaMoed. Now Amar Rav Amanda Maskil Ara, someone who removes things that are in the way of his ground, of his land, he takes shovels and he removes them from the field. So then the lacha is going to depend. Adaita the divide dare, if he's doing it for the intention of making a threshing floor to thresh grain Chol HaMoed, then it's going to be shari because it's a tzara Chol HaMoed and it's provided a need for Chol HaMoed itself. Adaita the ara, but if it's intention of improving the land, then it's going to be asire because that's like plowing, which is a malacha, and the malachas are also on Chol HaMoed. Hechidami. So how do we know what his real intentions are doing? How do we know? What do we see? Because if it's mulia b'mulia, if he's digging in a mound, and on top of a mound, unatsa b'natsa, or in a hole, and he's putting it into dirt into another hole, adaita debe dari. Then he's clearly making it with intention of making a threshing floor, and that's going to be usr. We're going to go with the standard Rishonim over here because the Rashi has a flipped girsa, but the girsa we have is not like Rashi. So you could look at Rashi and how he explains it, but our version follows the other Rishonim. And what they come to, again, is that they explain that if they took the dirt from the top of the mound, you placed it in what remains of the mound, that's making a level, you're lowering it out, then that's clearly showing that the person's purpose was for the purpose of threshing the small amount of wheat that you need for the chag. So if you dug the hole around the board of a hole, put dirt inside the hole, creating a level shallower, wider than that, that's going to be clear that he only meant it for a small area specifically for threshing. That's the chilek that we have according to those Rishonim. However, shaka mulia v'shade binsa, if you took a mound and you threw dirt into a hole, adaita ta'ara, then it clearly is showing that your intention of improving the ground. And then if you're doing that, then you use the dirt of the hole, that would be widening the land, and that's clearly showing that your intention is to plow the level, which would make it usher. Again, Rashi has a different girsa. You can look at the Rashi, but we're going to just go with the other Rishonim to sake of simplicity. Now the Gemara is Amar Rava. We have another halacha, fourth halacha from Rava. Ayman de zache ziche. Person is clearing weeds, twigs, things of the like on his field in Chol HaMoed. Then adaita de tziva, if your intention is to gather wood, shari, then it's permitted because you need the wood for burning, for fuel, to burn things, whatever you need for firewood, you're cold. Adaita ara, but his intention just to improve the ground, then obviously it's going to be asr because that's going to be a situation where you're working the field in Chol HaMoed, not for the purposes of Chol HaMoed. Hei chidami, so how do we know? Shakil ravrave v'shavik zutre, if you take the larger twigs and you leave the small ones, adaita tziva, clearly you're doing it for the gathering of wood, and that's using for firewood, that would be totally fine. However, shaka ravrave vizutre, adaita ta'ara, if you're taking both the small and the large wood, you don't need small little twigs for firewood, you don't use that for firewood, then clearly you're doing it with the intention of improving the land, that's going to be usher. Fifth halacha from Rava. V'yamar Rava, haimad de pasach maya la'are, so a person opens a gate for water to go through his land on Chol HaMoed, adaita de chavari, if his intention is to catch fish, so you want to catch fish, then shari, it's going to be permitted because you want to eat the fish. Chol HaMoed, adaita ta'ara, permission again to irrigate your field. Asir, then it's going to be asir because it hasn't been planted, in which case it's not allowed to be irrigated on Chol HaMoed. Hechidami, now how do we figure this out? What your kavana is? Pasach trei bave, if you open two gates for the water, chad malya v'chad metatay, one for the upper one for the lower one, then adaita de kavare. Then if your intention is to catch fish, then it's going to be mutter. Pasach chad bave, you open one gate. So then adaita da'ara, then clearly your intention is only for the irrigation of the land, because it's clearly showing that when you're opening both gates, it's permitted in that case. That's clearly for the purpose of needs. But if it's one, then it's clearly for the purpose of improving your land. It's more of a tzias, which I'm not so familiar with. V'amar Rava. And Rava said, Hai man de pasha dikla. A person who removes branches from palm trees on Chol Moed. So the lacha is going to be the following. Adaita de chivuviyai, if his intention is to help his animals out, so these are, because you're going to eat it, then you could use it for food. Shari, then it's going to be mutter. However, adaita de dikla, if he does so with the intention of improving the trees, asir, then it's also going to be asir, because it's also asir to prune trees on Chol Moed. Now the Gemara again, seichi dami, how do we know what his intentions are? Shalkil kulim mechad gisa, if you took all the branches from one side of the tree, then it's kulia daita de chivasa. Then it's clear for the purpose of getting food for your animals, because you removed both the dry and the moist branches, it's clearly showing us for your animals. Mahaigisa, but if you took it from this side and from that side, adaita de dikle, clearly you're showing you're improving the tree, and then it's going to be asir. Then it's going to be asir. Vialma Rava, another alacha, seventh alacha from Rava. Hanet mare tuchlane. If you have unripe dates, migzarsanu shari, cutting them into two is going to be permitted in order to eat them. It's going to be doing a need for a tzarecha mayad, then it's going to be mutter. Metaneo aser, however, pressing them under weights is going to be aser, because drying these dates, putting them under the weight, you're putting them in a situation, it's going to do so, it's going to really improve the situation for after Chol Moed, which obviously is not going to be mutter. You can't say you're doing it right now, because right now, if they're left alone, they would not become wormy in such a short time, and therefore it's not mutter to do this. Rapapam or no? Kevan de mislait, and they're going to become filled with worms, if you don't press them. It's like a case of buying merchandise, which you're going to lose an opportunity to generally, right, doing business is asr al Chol Moed. If you have merchandise, it's going to be lost, that's like davar avid, that's going to be mutter and Chol Moed. That's going to be mutter, and if you don't do that, it's going to spoil after the chag, you're going to have a loss. So Gemara doesn't say that it's mutter because it's a case as davar avid, at the end of the day over here, the case of a small commerce, a small business is only a small amount. That's not considered really davar avid. Davar avid is more of a major financial loss. Here, even a small monetary loss for using the fact that therefore the spoiling dates is also going to be, is also another heter. That's what we see from over here. Now another halacha. This is, I think, number 8 now. Amar Rava, pragmatik kolchigu aser. Any type of business dealings or selling merchandise, buying merchandise, going to be aser on Chol Moed. So that's going to be an example because this is tirchei seira, and buying merchandise is just and you have to look at the values of everything, and it's going to ruin your simchas moed. So therefore, you're not supposed to be doing it. And also maybe you overpay and you're going to get upset that you bought it. So therefore, that's aser. Even though you would have thought maybe a small, just to go in a store and buying something, not necessarily aser. So anyway, no, because even just a small one would lead to a greater and greater one, and therefore it's aser. So that we see, really not supposed to be going to buy things. Again, obviously going to buy food at Tzarech HaMoed, but to go shopping, let's say, even if you enjoy it, that is a major question, probably aser, to do such a thing. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Uvidavar Avin Mutar Avin, in a case of loss, it's going to be permitted. Well, it's a case of loss. You, by not selling a particular merchandise on Chol Moed, you're going to lose an amount. That's going to be aser. Rashi seems to indicate just that the fact that you could have sold it for more, which is just making more of a profit, indicates that's called Davra Avid. That's a little bit problematic because on Dav Beis, we seem to say pretty clearly that Davra Avid is actually not just a potential gain, but actual physical loss. So how can you tell me that this is going to be aser? So there's those on a matar. So I think the Rambam held like this also, that when it comes to business anyway, there's no malacha. So therefore, the Rabbanan are going to be more makel to even a potential profit. You're allowed to be makel and call that a davar avid for selling it if you're going to lose out on it, which would have some potential heterim. Even a lach lamaisa, a person has to look into, obviously, again, the helfas lamaisa are complicated after this consult the Rav, but that's what comes out of this Gemara over here, the Firashi, which the Rambam seems to embrace also. I don't remember in the Shulchan Aruch how they quote it, but that's a very important halacha that could potentially be a heter. Again, this is only for selling, but if you're really doing a full-fledged malacha, that's clearly, we don't call a potential profit a davar avid at all. But maybe for the tzorech of simply selling, because that also is not involving a malacha, potentially that could be a heter that we have over here. So the Gemara now continues. Ravina Avi Leahu Iska. He had merchandise. To Avi Mezavin Beshita Alfa. He was selling it on Chol Moed for 6,000 zuz. Shayel Azubna Nebasar Chol Moed Demod. Yet he waited to sell it after Chol Moed, and he was risking at least losing a substantial amount of money. And even though this would have been considered davar avid, like we just saw before, he was a midas chasidus. He was machirin himself by not doing any business whatsoever on Chol Moed. So what happens? Zamda betrays Alfa. He ended up Hashem rewarded him for his midas chasidus, and he ended up getting double the amount that he thought he was going to get for selling it. Ravina ave masik zuze bibnei
Akre de Shanvasa. Ravina had a claim against the people of Shanvasa. That's where they lived. It was the name of a river. Asa came to Ravashi. He came before Ravashi. Amar lei ma'al meizal ina alayu. Can I go to the Chalmoy to ask them to make me pay them? I see that they're available and they're around, and now they're there and they're not running away. They're not working. Can I go collect my money now? I'm afraid that they're not going to be there in their houses later. Amar lei kevanda ina de mishkachos. You see them now, but you might not see them another day. So ina chanami. That's like pimokratia ha'aved dami vishari. It's like merchandise that you'll be lost and is therefore going to be permitted because they're not going to be available later and you might lose them. Now the Gemara says another halacha. Tanya mi'achi avodah zara ki ha'gavna. Another halacha we learn about avodah zara, similar halacha. Holchin, you're allowed to turning on to the next seminar. Liyarid shalav de kachavim mazalas. You can go even to yarid. They had like a whole party for non-Jewish avodah zaras. And you're allowed to go there, if it was the pagan holiday, they were doing avodah zarah there, you can go to that. Loka behema, avadim shvachos, batim besadus chramen, you could purchase them, animals, slaves, maidservants, houses, fields, everything, vineyards, vikosim, malabar, kosulahen, and you write it up and record these actions in their courts, even though this is going to, the non-Jewish, judges are going to be meshavach, avodah zarah, that's going to be mutter, min meshu, kimatzil, miyadan, it's like equivalent of saving one's property from their hands, since the only way to go to protect themselves against the cell, going back on it is to do this, so that's going to be mutter. So we're making on the case where we're telling to go to non-Jewish court for the document of the sale. That's an opportunity to avoid a loss. So this is similar to halacha of Rav Ashi, with regards to halamayah, that with regards to a loss, we're going to be more mekel with the cases of merchandise that's going to be lost. Here also, we were allowed the guy to actually go to the non-Jewish place. I guess we'll just go up to the Mishnah because we have more time now. Rav Shar Lachia Barashi Lemigdal Oihare Bechula Demoyade. Rav said it was mutter for Ravashi to make fish traps on halamayah. We see that this is a fish trap, and that's mutter because you're going to be my time. The Gemara explained my time, my side you do because this is only not a professional work. Aval as like usher, but it's usher to make birds' nests. My time because that's my sumano. That's considered more of a special skilled work, and therefore it's not permitted to do it on chalamoid. Rav Yehuda shari la'ame tinura. Rav Yehuda said it's permissive for Ame to make an oven, to build ovens in chalamoid, as we saw before. That this potentially is only even going to be a ma'isa uman because it's for the consumption of achila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah was paskening. Based on this, this halacha over here, that even my seumah is my mutter that we mentioned earlier. L'rabba bar sibe l'migdal mahosa, to make a mahosa is like a sieve. That's also mutter because it's in the process of creating, of helping you have food. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to make an oven on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda is saying that you're allowed to build a new oven. That refers to the summer season. Where the Bryce is Machmer, that's talking about Chol HaMoed, refers to the rainy season. What's the difference? The difference is going to be that at the end of the day, if it's summer in Chol HaMoed, you can the air is dry and will dry quickly. It's permitted to make an oven on Chol HaMoed, but the oven will be available for use on the Chol HaMoed itself. However, the rainy season, it's not like at Sukkot, let's say, it's not gonna dry in enough time in order to be able to use it on Chol HaMoed itself. So therefore, it clearly wasn't for the Torah HaMoed. So we see though, if the oven is in a chanami for the Torah HaMoed, then avada, it's going to be mutter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah of Osin Makel Agag in tomorrow's daf.